Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to leaders across the nation. This is your host, Catherine Trotter, with Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, it has been a great weekend. I hope your weekend was wonderful as well. Since we connected last week, this is the top of the morning, Monday morning, and we're going to kick off this episode strong. We're going to kick off this week strong. So thank you for joining us this morning. Today what we're going to do, we are actually going to highlight a leader that I'm pretty sure a lot of you that's listening today is very familiar with, John C. Maxwell. Today we're going to cover one of his books and some of the topics in his book called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Let me say that again, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. We may not be able to get to all 21 laws today, but we will start at one and we will work our way through. Again, number one, the law of the lid. Leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness. The book goes a little bit into how leadership ability is the lid that determines a person's level of effectiveness. Your leadership ability always determines the effectiveness and the potential impact of your organization. And it gives an example. Let's say that you're on an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. But let's say your leadership ability is at a 1. Then the level of your effectiveness will be parallel to your score. In other words, what type of leader are you? That's something that we had touched on a little bit last week. And today, covering the topic from the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, John C. Maxwell, the law of the lid. In other words, your organization is only going to grow as high as you personally grow. That's the significant purpose of why we're even doing Good Morning to the Leader in You, which is a personal development talk show for leaders across the nation. So again, what type of leadership are you? And have you determined your areas of strength? And that's so important as you're governing an organization, whether it be a nonprofit organization, whether it be a for-profit company, whether you have one staff to 50 staff. You know, it's always important to understand your strength as you continue to lead your organization. Law number two says, and this is one that I really, really like, is the law of influence. It says the true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. True leadership cannot be awarded, appointed, or assigned. It comes only from influence, and that cannot be mandated. Let me read that part again. It comes only from influence, and that cannot be mandated. Can you reflect on a situation in your life that before you launched out into your leadership ability that you may have been a part of a club, a group, or organization? And, you know, maybe you didn't feel motivated by the leader. Maybe, you know, something that they said or was a project at hand, you just really didn't feel connected to it. You know, as we grow as leaders and as we facilitate our own organization, sometimes we have to reflect back before we was on the front line as a leader. What motivated you when you was a part of an organization? What did that leader make you feel? How did that leader make you feel? What did they say? What did they do to keep you and the rest of the group connected? Because, again, your leadership ability goes as far as your influence. Your influence, again, how far does your influence go? In the book, he broke down 5 myths about leadership. Number one, myth number one, the management myth, that leading and managing are the same. Leadership is about influencing people to follow, while management focuses on maintaining systems and process. Managers can maintain direction to move people you need to influence them. Myth number two, entrepreneurs are skilled at seeing opportunities and going after them, but not all of them are with leading people in their vision. Myth number three, the knowledge myth. Neither IQ nor education necessarily equates to leadership. Myth number three, the pioneer myth. Being a trendsetter is not the same as being a leader. To be a leader, a person has not to only be out in the front, but also has to have people following his or her lead. Myth number five, the poison, It is the position myth. How are you positioning your organization? It says leadership is not based on rank or title. It is not, I repeat, it is not the position that makes the leader. It is the leader that makes the position. Now, there are some others that he has here. Character, who they are. True leadership always begins with the inner person. People can sense the depth of a person's character. Relationships, the depth relationships with the right people, you can become the real leader in an organization. It talks about ability, what they can do. The bottom line is followers want to know whether you can lead them to victory. As soon as they no longer believe in that leader, they will stop following. Intuition, what they feel. Leaders seek to recognize and influence intangibles such as energy, morale, timing, and momentum. Let's move on to law number three, the law of the process. Leadership develops daily, not in a day. Leaders require continually invest in your leadership development. The inevitable is growth over time. The relationship between growth and leadership, it is the capacity to develop and improve one skill that distinguishes leaders from followers. Successful leaders are learners. So, and again, that talks about why we have implemented Good Morning to the Leader in You every Monday and Wednesday, 9 a.m. Tell your other colleagues about this talk show. We will be also inviting other leaders across the nation to chime in, to talk, to share about what they're doing in their companies and best practices around leadership and personal development. Successful leaders are learners, as I stated a second ago, and the learning process is ongoing. What are some of the phases of leadership growth? Phase number one, don't know what I don't know. And this was interesting that he put this in the book. And he went on to say, few think of themselves as leaders as long as a person doesn't know the importance of leadership, he isn't going to grow. Phase number two, I know that I know. Point we discover we need to learn how to lead. It's always that pivotal moment. I'm pretty sure you can reflect on this even in your leadership ability and what you have been doing thus far in your organization. There are peaks, there are valleys to any growth, to any business model, to any next step that you're taking in what you're doing. And so one of the things that I think is so key is that you always be around like-minded individuals because iron sharpens iron. It's always important to constantly be in a space of learning, but it's important to the environment that you're in. And in the environment that you're in, that will help you to propel you forward. So, again, check your circle. Actually, that's one of the laws that we're going to get into if we get up to that point, is about the law of the inner circle, which is very important. Now, the law of navigation is law number four in the book. Anyone can steer the ship, but it takes a leader to chart the course. I'm going to say that again. Anyone can steer the ship, but it takes a leader to chart the course. First-rate navigators always have in mind the other people are developing, people are depending on you. And this is what we as leaders have to understand. There is individuals tied to our life, tied to our organization, our business model, whatever the case may be, whether it may be your employees, and if it's an organization in the community, the people in the community are dependent on you. So you have, of course, you have to have that strategic plan in place that's forward-thinking and ever-moving forward. Navigators draw on past experiences. Every past success and failure you have experienced can be valuable. It can be a valuable source of information for wisdom, learning best practices. Success teaches you what you're capable of doing and gives you confidence. However, your failure can often teach you greater lessons if you allow them to. If you fail to learn from your mistakes, you're going to fail again and again. So here's what we have to say. Leaders that's listening on the call today, have you learned from some of your past mistakes? And take note of that. Put that a part of your journal. And then as you begin to grow, you can even turn that into a business model that you can then teach other leaders that's just coming through the ranks in their beginning phases. Charting a course with a navigation strategy is major. Again, charting a course with a navigation strategy is major. One of the things that he put in the book, he broke down planning ahead. P stands for predetermined, a course of action. for lay out your goals. A stands for adjust your priorities. Sometimes, you know, our priorities can be a little out of sync, but we have to say what is the major and what is the minor. What do I totally need to focus on first, and what can I focus on secondary? N stands for notify key personnel. Who are the key players in your team with your business to move forward? You have to notify them. You have to keep them in the loop of what you're doing. I was just having a conversation with a young man who's going to be launching a business, and I shared with him, when you have your team meetings, make sure that they are included. Make sure your team feels included, that they have a voice in your business, because now they're going to buy into your model. H stands for head into the right direction. E stands for expect problems. Now, here's the thing. I know none of us want to expect problems as we grow in our leadership journey and in our business model, but the reality is that is just the reality. So here's the thing, though. I'm such a fan of stating to keep a journal. Keep a journal because that way you can review in terms of where you've come from, how far you've grown. But then you can also review on those challenging moments that, okay, what did I do to problem solve this situation? And again, you can even turn that into a talking topic to then educate other leaders that's coming into your business model. Maybe, you know, you desire to launch a leadership company. Those moments, you can never get back. However, those moments you can seize, and then you can turn that into a teaching topic for someone else to learn as you continue to build your business. Always point to the successes. Again, even though we're going to have challenges, we know that there's going to be successful moments. So, again, as I stated, major, focus on the major, not on the minor. And ultimately, on his plan ahead, he put on here, daily review your plan. You have to review your plan on a constant, consistent, daily basis so you can continue to move forward. Law number five is the law of addition. And again, for those that might be just joining us, this is Good Morning to the Leader in You talk show every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. This morning, we're covering a phenomenal leader that we know many of you have heard, author, leader, John C. Maxwell. Today we're covering one of his books called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. So if you don't have that book, you may consider go to Barnes & Noble, order online, Amazon. Again, the book is called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. So for those that's just joining us, we will be bringing on different leaders to chime in at various times of our talk show as we continue to move forward. So the law of addition, it says, leaders add value by serving others, adding profits by adding value. And he gave an example about the CEO of Costco, Mr. Jim Singel. He believes that the success of Costco comes from treating his employees well. Costco employees are paid on average of 42% more than the company's chief rival. And these are some statistics, again, that you can look up online and even as you dive into the book. But essentially what I get from this statement, the law of addition, you have to add value. Going back to when you're having those team meetings, it's really like a pep rally, honestly. When you're meeting with your team, it is a pep rally, and that's how we have to think of it. We have to make sure that we transfer value. Why are they working for your company? Why are they working for your organization? If you're a nonprofit leader and you have volunteers, why should someone want to volunteer with your organization? Again, you have to build value. Just as if you're selling a product, what is the added value in that product? Why would someone even want to purchase your product? It's all based on added value. Law number six is the law of solid ground. Trust is the foundation of leadership. Truth is going into about trust, which is major when it's talking about leadership. Trust is the foundation of leadership. It is the most important thing. Leaders cannot repeatedly break trust with people and continue to influence them. A huge deal breaker right here as we're building trust as we have people on our team working for our company. Character communicates consistency. That is powerful. Let me say it again. Character communicates consistency. Leaders without inner strength cannot be counted on day after day because their ability to perform changes consistently. In other words, people want to see how consistent are you. Have you ever got into a conversation with someone and someone ever shared with you, you know, the reason why I'm doing business with you or the reason why I work for your company or the reason why I'm volunteering or the reason why I'm even connected to you is because you are consistent in everything that you do. When someone sees that you're a consistent leader, they will follow you because they trust what you say you're going to do because you have the follow-up and follow-through, and it's not just by what you say, it's by the action. Law number 7, the law of respect. People naturally follow leaders stronger than themselves. People naturally follow leaders, again, stronger than themselves. That's how the law of respect works. People don't just follow people by accident. Think about, you know, brainstorm right now. Think, put in your mind someone that you may have watched, whether it be on the news or in society, that is considered an icon, that's considered a major leader. Now think for a second, put that person in your mind, and now think about why do so many people follow them? What is the connection? Why do they connect with them? Why do they follow them? The number one thing is respect. Now, when you lose respect of the people, there goes your influence. Let's not forget law number one. Law number one, for those that's just joining us, law number one was the law of the lid, and then law number two was the law of influence. The law of the lid talks about how far your leadership ability goes will determine the level and how much your organization will grow. But the law of influence is law number two. Who can you influence? You can't influence anyone if you're not consistent, and you can't influence anyone if they don't respect you. The next piece, law number 8, is the law of intuition. Leaders evaluate everything with a leadership bias. The law of intuition is based on facts coupled with instinct plus other intangible factors such as employee morale, organizational momentum, and relationship dynamics. The law of intuition often separates the great leaders from merely good ones. Leadership intuition is the ability of a leader to read what's going on. Leaders are readers for their situation. You study the trends of what's going on. You study resources that can help develop your leadership based on what your research leads you to will determine how you need to govern and how you need to build your organization, your business model. Leaders often have something called magnetism, which brings us to the next law, law number 9, the law of magnetism. And, you know, who is attracted to you? And the law of magnetism and the law of influence, in my opinion, is really closely threaded together. Who are you and who's attracted to you? Situations, you draw people to you. If they possess the same qualities, there's some kind of common denominator between you and another entity, between you and another person. It's something that attracts them because they also want to be better. They also want to grow. So they're attracted to your cause. They're attracted to your mission. They're attracted to your model because they see some kind of connection. They see a common cause that they want to now follow you as a leader. Number 10, the law of connection. Leaders touch a heart before they touch a hand. For leaders to be effective, they need to connect with people. All great leaders recognize this truth and act on it almost instinctively. What does your instincts tell you? Let's think for a second the situation you may have been in, and you had to connect a body of people. Maybe you was planning an event for your company. Maybe you was have a nonprofit organization and you were launching something into the community and you needed to get the buy-in from the business owners. You need to get the buy-in from other civic organizations. How did they connect to you? How did you approach them? Did you call? Did you go by? How did you connect with them? On Wednesday, we're going to talk a little bit more about the law of connection and how you really begin to build your network through your leadership influence, and that's a major component. As you begin to build your leadership abilities, also your network is going to grow. So we're going to talk about 10 a little bit more in detail about the law of connection and how you build your network based on your influence. So the other law that we're going to talk about today, and this is a major one, law number 11, the law of the influence. The law of the influence is what we're going to focus on. We want to focus on how influential are you, because that ties right into our next law, the law of the inner circle. Who's in your inner circle? A leadership potential is determined by the closest people to them. Who is in your inner circle? Sometimes, you know, as we grow as leaders, we don't want to change our inner circle because it's comfortable. We know them. They know us. We've known them for years. But the thing is, as we grow as a leader, just like, you know, this law is talking about, the law of the inner circle, sometimes we have to change that circle. If it's not pushing us, you and I, to a higher level. a couple questions to think about. Do they have high influence with others? Do they bring, you know, something to the table, to your business model, to your network? Do they hold a strategic position in your organization, or are they just there? Is their name just on the list as a member, but they're absolutely not doing anything? And sometimes we can get into this state that we're just comfortable with people. In the last 10 minutes that we have of the show today, it's 9:20, we want to cover this particular one because I believe this is so important. We're going to bookmark for all of the other laws, and we're going to continue those on Wednesday as we really elaborate on the law of connection. But let's talk about the law of the inner circle. Put in your mind right now, who is in your inner circle? Who are the five closest people to you? Think about it. Write it down. Take a couple minutes right now. Write down who are the five closest people to you. And then let's go back to those three questions. Do they have high influence with others? In other words, are they key influential people? Now, I'm not talking about individuals that necessarily have to have a slew of titles, you know, in front of their name. But do they have the ear of the people in the community? Do they have the ear of the people in your network? You know, who are they influencing? Can they have influencing power? People are attracted to them, which ultimately helps attract people to your company or your business model. What are they bringing to the table? Write that down next to each person's name. What are they bringing to the table? So the first thing was write down their name. Then the second thing was, who are they influencing? You want to jot that down. Who are they influencing? Then the next thing is, what are they bringing to the table? Or are they just a longtime friend and you know, they're just kind of there? We want to think about that. Do they hold a strategic position in your company? Now, a position versus a strategic position is two different things. In other words, are they a key personnel with your company? Can they keep the engine moving in their particular arena that they have signed up to do, that you selected them specifically to do? Laws 1 through 11 real quick. Law number 1, the law of the lid. Leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness. Law number 2, the law of influence. The true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. True leadership cannot be awarded, appointed, or assigned. It comes only from influence, and it cannot be mandated. Law number 3, the law of the process. The law of the process is something that's done on a daily basis, but not in a day. So, again, you always have to stay in a state of learning as a leader. Law number 4, the law of navigation. Anyone can steer the ship, but it only takes a leader to chart the course. What course have you charted for your organization or your business? What is the course? Do you even have a business plan? Do you have a strategic plan? Do you know where you want to see your company by the end of this year? Do you know where you want to see your company 10 years out? There's another book that I'm going to insert at this moment, and it's called The Top 10. It's called basically When You Are Moving Forward into Your Business Model, The Top 10 Distinctions Between the Millionaire and Middle Class. What is the distinction? Those distinctions in that book is absolutely phenomenal. You want to make sure you even grab that book, The Top 10 Distinctions Between the Millionaire and the Middle Class. It goes into planning your business model out 10 years out, 10 years out. A lot of times leaders, unfortunately, we don't plan that far ahead. But if you want to be an effective leader, if you want to be a leader of influence, if you want to be a leader that is embracing the law of the navigation, as it states in John C. Maxwell's book, then you want to plan 10 years out. Law number 5 is the law of addition. Leaders add value by serving others. Who are you serving? Does your company serve anyone? Even if you have a for-profit model, do you have some type of philanthropic project that's attached to your company so that it can be a well-rounded company? That's very important. Law number 6, the law of solid ground. Trust is the foundation of leadership. Have you built trust with your staff? Does your staff, you know, are they elated to come and work for you? You know, or are they kind of, you know, not really happy about it? You don't see that enthusiasm from you. Have these team meetings and business meetings, and even from your business, your partners, is there enthusiasm? Do they trust? Do you trust one another? There has to be enthusiasm in any company as you're building. Law number 7, the law of respect. People naturally follow leaders stronger than themselves. People want to follow someone that has that strong persona. But But the thing is, you can't fake it. You have to naturally be it. And I've always said some things are just innate. Some things are just you're born with. And I say to everyone on this call, even for those that's just getting started on their leadership journey, you have that innate ability to connect with someone. I truly believe all the leaders, even that's listening on this call right now or those that's going to listen on the playback, there's something natural that you do as a leader that connects, that influences, that someone says, you know what, I'm going to follow him or her because they have shown consistency. They have shown their leadership ability, and I get it. I connect to their mission. I connect to their model. There's something that's called the law of the buy-in. Who buys into your concept? Who buys into your philosophy? Someone has to buy into it and embrace it in order for you to see the desired outcomes or even have an influence on people for them to flow in the direction that you want them to. The law of intuition. Leaders evaluate everything. And, again, this law talks about how leaders research, how leaders have that innate ability to kind of sift through things as they go on their leadership journey. Leaders are readers of people. Intuition helps leaders sense what's happening among people and know that their hopes, their fears, their concerns. Perhaps you are a leader and you are a public speaker. As you're speaking and standing in front of the room, you feel the vibrations in the room. You feel, you know, if your crowd is kind of drifting off, you got to know how to bring them back. Same thing when you're managing a company. Is your staff drifting off? You got to know how to reel everyone in back to center. Law number 9, the law of magnetism. Who are you attracting? Who is totally connected to you? Connection, which we're going to elaborate more on Wednesday. We're going to talk about the law of connection and how you build your network as you build your company based on your leadership ability. Law number 11, which is where we're ending today, is the law of the inner circle. A leader's potential is determined by those closest to him or her. And again, the three questions that you want to have written down, do they have high influence? Do they bring something to the table? And do they hold a strategic position in your company? So even after this call, if you wasn't able to write it down during the call, write down the 5 closest people that's in your circle, in your inner circle, and answer those questions and see where they measure up. See if there are some changes that you have to take place for forward movement so that you can continue to grow, so that you can continue to build. Once again, we thank everyone for joining us this morning. So good morning to the Leader in You, a personal development talk show every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. from 9 a.m. to 9:30. Wednesday, we will be picking back up with the John C. Maxwell 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, specifically talking about connection and how your influence has an impact in how it builds your network. Once again, we thank you for joining us. If you would like to learn more about our company, go to KatherineTrotter.com. Again, that's Katherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Trotter, T-R-O-T-T-E-R. Again, KatherineTrotter.com. If you would like to give us a call, if you need some business coaching and development tools, you can give us a call at 888-670-4446. Again, that's 888-670-4446. And someone from our company will be able to assist you. Thank you, and we will hear you on Wednesday morning. So good morning to the Leader in You. This is Katherine.